Get out your lawn chairs and find your spot on the parade route, baby. Two wins in California. Two wins against California, I should say. And the first win, and I'll say this and then I'll say my caveat, Pete. The first win in the Rose Bowl since 1962.
It's only right? 62 years.
Probably a stat that we love to talk about, but I'm listening to this last night and I'm going, oh, first win since 1962. Well, that's because they haven't made the Rose Bowl.
Right.
Okay, so let's not make this, and I don't want to start negative, but let's not make this, you know, oh, what an amazing win at the Rose Bowl. No, this is not the Rose Bowl. It's at the Rose Bowl. Nonetheless, Pete, I am sold and ready to crown Max Brosmer as the greatest Gopher quarterback of all time after the past few games. I loved it. I texted you last night, right as we're going to that final drive. I said, it's hero time. Mm-hmm. Hero time for Mad Max. Can he do it? And he did it. He did it.
He did.
He leads him down the field and puts a beautiful pass to Daniel Jackson, which it sounds like was his last option listening to P.J. Fleck. But he was so patient in the pocket, and he waited and waited, and he found him. And as last option, I'm just – Brosmer's it, man. He's got that it factor, and he's getting better every game. Obviously, I'm going to take out the first half because the first half was not great for anybody. But no. Second half was it, and he made it happen.
He did. He looked fantastic. I don't know where we put him on the pantheon of quarterbacks or whatever, but I will say this. I totally agree with you, Dave. When it comes to what he was able to accomplish and how he has played over the last couple of weeks against the Southern California teams, USC here, obviously UCLA back out there at the Rose Bowl, but he had three rushing touchdowns against USC. Didn't have a great game throwing the football, but he was very solid, and I said not a great game. He was 79% completion, but he didn't get a lot of yards, but we did everything we needed to do to be able to seal the deal and beat USC in our own home, which is fantastic, you know, over at the bank. That's great. Against UCLA, he's 70%. He's got two touchdowns, and the guy is learning enough to not have the interceptions, and I think that's the key. I mean, if you look on the other side of the ball last night, Garbers looked great, except for the fact that he threw really two interceptions. The last one was just a Hail Mary, but right. So he ends up with three interceptions. But, you know, that's what kills you. You can't turn the ball over, and Max was turning the ball over a little bit, you know, earlier in the year, but he's gotten a little bit better, a little bit better. I love the first play of the game. First play of the game, we threw to the tight end going on the seam, and he had it in his hands. He just didn't execute right, and we dropped the football. But the good news was PJ was willing to go back to that play or to at least throw the ball to the tight ends throughout the rest of the game. And I know I harp on this all the time, but they're open. And as long as they can hold on to the ball, Dave, that's going to be something that's going to be very, very good for us. And I think Jameson Gears is a heck of a tight end. I think Bierman is a tight end that we'd like to see. We have tight ends at the University of Minnesota that are big, strong, fast, and athletic. And that opens it up for who else? Daniel Jackson.
That's right.
That's why I think Daniel Jackson had an amazing game yesterday. And all those passes that were thrown to him, they were legitimate passes for sure, but they were difficult. I mean, I think the announcers did a great job yesterday of talking about how much he had to use his body to do this and to do that and to make those catches. Daniel Jackson had an unbelievable game. Darius Taylor did not. They completely stuffed our running game. They had the big boys up front, and they were coming after us in the first half. But the second half, I think we played a little bit of a different game. We kind of gave up a little bit on the run because we weren't getting anywhere, and that gave us the opportunity. For some reason, UCLA just went away from what was working for them in the first half, which was they were outnumbering us. They were bringing six against our five. And for whatever reason, they cooled that back, and by doing so, it gave our offense an opportunity. We scored 21 points, the game-winning 21 points in the second half.
But you and you said this just now, and I want to go back and kind of underline that point. The run wasn't working, so they changed from it. How many times, Pete, have you and I sat here on these airwaves and say, why didn't they adjust? Why didn't they change? They keep trying to pound it, but they change it. And you go back and you got a guy like Brosmer who went 26 of 37 with two touchdowns and 193 yards. He basically outplayed Ethan Garbers.
Yeah.
Garbers may have had more yardage, but he had three interceptions. He got sacked three times. Brosmer's confidence in the pocket, I think, is something we haven't seen in a really, really long time. And we also, he has the it factor, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's led six touchdown drives this season. He completed 25 of 35 passes, 251 yards and two touchdowns, and rushing for two touchdowns on those. This is the fourth quarter in the past three games. So that's his stat line in the fourth quarter. Six touchdown drives.
Yeah.
25 of 35. The kid has it. I thought both defenses played very well for the most part, including the Gophers. The UCLA rushed for a total of, 30-some-odd yards?
36 yards on 26 carries. That's terrible.
It wasn't much.
Yeah. You know,
so it was really, I mean, I hate to use the word boring, but it was kind of back and forth boring for the first. You know, they're just it's just defense versus defense. But so now you look back at this, and I said this to my wife last night because she's like, "Oh, the Gophers are okay. They're 4-3." I said, "Well, yeah, they're 4-3, but they're really not 4-3 because they should probably." And I do this every week. They should probably actually be 5-2, and then if the officials maybe make a better call, they could very easily be 6-1. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing this, but in a season where inches truly mattered, this team is better than a 4-3 record in my mind, Pete.
I totally agree with you, Dave. You go back to the North Carolina game, that was a locked game. We had it. We had the right kicker, yep. Right? I mean, that guy's his strength. But unfortunately, for whatever reason this year, he's just not the same guy. And I can't quite figure out why that is. But so that game is behind us. But also, as you pointed out, the Michigan game. Yeah. We go to Michigan. We get that onside kick. We get this strange flag that gets dropped. And I, to this day, don't understand why they didn't just pick it up. Because everybody from going to the New York studios or wherever they wanted to go to check out.
They said it was a bad call.
It was a bad call.
Yeah.
And so they stole something from us, which is unfortunate. But, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. You move forward.
But it does show you that the Golden Gophers this year are that team, to your point. I'll even just give it. What if it's 5-2 is our record?
Yeah,
instead of the 4-3, I think that's a pretty daggone good record. And when I look in front of us now, Dave, my early prediction was probably more games than I think you were thinking. But I said I thought we could win 8 games. Mm-hmm. Well, when we look ahead a little bit right now, and you've got Maryland in front of us, that's one of them. First of all, we have a bye coming, but we've got Maryland who. The wheels have just coming off that program.
Yeah,
I don't know what's wrong.
Rough,
they look rough. They just do. And you know, maybe it's because they're finally playing real opponents, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's part of this with a lot of these different teams. But Illinois has a great offense. They don't have any defense at all, but they do have an incredible offense. Rutgers, I think with Kalyuk Manis, we can almost count on getting a couple of interceptions. That's not a knock on him.
They better.
But you look at, you know, where did they get beat up a little bit? Well, they got beat up really bad by Wisconsin, but also they went out to Nebraska. Nebraska is a better team than I don't think anybody has any idea of. By the way, Rutgers gave up 550 yards to Wisconsin. And I'll tell you another team, Dave, that I think we have a legitimate shot, and it's not just pie in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State's 6-0. But they don't look like a 6-0 football team to me.
Hmm.
They kind of meander around. They end up winning games, but they're throwing the ball. They're not running the ball. They're doing a lot of things differently than Penn State does in the past. But I don't think that they're as well. A good example would be just watching some of the teams that have had 5-0 records or 6-0 records that have then fallen. And I think it's because they're actually retreating to who they really are. And I don't think Penn State's going to be able to go through this season undefeated. I think that's a shot
for
the Gophers.
Also, they almost gave that game away to Lincoln Riley yesterday.
Yeah.
That way we were watching in the studio, Jonathan and I were, and between that, we had one screen. Get this, we had that game, and then on the right screen, we had Illinois and Purdue.
Which was a ball
game. Both were literally identical where they were at the game. And both ended up almost slipping the other way. Mm-hmm. So, Penn State, there's some, I hate using the term fraudulent, but there's some fraudulent play to their game, I think.
Well, look, let's take a quick break because it's 10:17, but I'd love to hear everyone's comments on this. So are you buying in on the Gophers at this point? 651-461-9226. It's the stylesfinancial.com talking text line. I still want to talk about Coy Parrish.
Yes.
Because it was another phenomenal game for him, Pete. And I'm curious, since we're on this, let's just go with it. I'm starting to get a little annoyed with some of the officiating, not just in the Big Ten, but around the league. And this minute, let's break down every single thing, and they're still getting it wrong. Mm-hmm. A couple of targeting calls yesterday and a couple of non, which bothered me. So I'm going to go into that next. You are listening to The Huddle, 830-WCCO. Brother, we are getting raked over the coals here on the StylesFinancial.com text line. Wait, I love these. You are what your record indicates you are. Gophers got beat at home versus a team that gave up 70 to James Madison. If they go, I don't know, is that who gave up 70?
North Carolina, I think.
North Carolina did, okay. If they go 7-5 and make another third-tier bowl game, has this program really progressed since 2020?
Boy, they're angry out there, huh?
I say it has.
Yeah.
This team is still better. It's a better, more well-constructed team, I think, than 2020. You know, where they finish if they go 7-5 and make another third-tier bowl game. But if they get to 8 wins, is that possible to get to 8 wins at this point? It is, right?
It's possible. There's 5. So, yeah. There's if you get 4 or 5.
Five left, right?
So
yeah.
I'm stretching it a little bit. But, Dave, I'll tell you this, too. I'm really not understanding the mindset of what we're hearing, because when you look at the Iowa game, it turns out Iowa might actually have an offense. And, you know, when you look at their scoring and the lack of our ability against Iowa, and, you know, we've still yet to be a team that played an entire game. We're either the first half or the second half, and then we go to sleep, or vice versa. We just haven't put that together. I think we will. Our defense absolutely shut down UCLA. Now, is UCLA a great team? No. I said before the game, they are right there with Purdue as maybe the very bottom of the Big Ten as far as what we've seen so far from both of them. UCLA has gotten a little bit better, though. And let's not forget, the quarterback, he does throw too many interceptions. He's a heck of a quarterback, though, Dave. I mean, he really does move the ball around. Yep. He's got some great talent. Their defense, I thought, looked good, but their offensive line, they could not block the defense of the Gophers yesterday, and that was a big key to the victory for the Gophers as well. The Gopher defense stepped up. I mean, they've been getting beat up.
I disagree with that people calling you a homer.
And it's not a homer.
A sunshine pumping Pete.
That's a which, load of
that's
something.
That's just not nice. You stay away. Take it easy on my buddy Pete. I'm doing the same thing. You know, I mean, this is to be spread around. I think this team very easily has 2 more wins under its belt.
Yep.
If you look at it, let's talk about Coy Parrish and how fantastic he's been. And I was reading a couple articles, and a lot of people are saying, you know, this kid made the right choice to come here, which I think is correct,
yep.
Mainly because he's getting way more playing time here and a chance to make plays than he would be elsewhere. I don't know if I agree with that.
This
kid
disagree.
Is incredibly talented. I mean, you look at that interception last week against USC, where he is probably 6 feet off the ground to make that. You know, yesterday was a huge, huge play. He's been unbelievable for the most part on punt return. Even, you know, he refuses to fair catch anything, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. I wonder at some point if they're going to throw him in at wide receiver just to mix it up. He's really talented.
He's one of those athletes that can do almost anything, Dave. It's amazing just watching him physically. He's physical enough to be involved in the Big Ten, which is something when you're talking about a freshman. He's got that, and he's got all the athleticism. And that I think that interception last week just showed everybody just how athletic he really is. But, you know, he's a great returner. He's a great guy sitting back in the secondary back there. And I think you're right. If they wanted to, he's got a little bit of that McCaffrey in him where he's so athletic, so fast, so explosive that he could be on the offensive side of the ball as well. So he's a guy that I think a lot of teams are going to be knowing more and more about who he is and where he is and looking for him, because he is an absolute talent, probably one of the most talented guys that I've seen come to the University of Minnesota in I don't even know how many years. He really is special. We're lucky to have him, and hopefully we get to keep him. He doesn't do one of these portal things someday or any of that kind of thing. But,
well, that's a good point, too, because I thought the same thing. And I thought the same thing as I'm watching Brosmer.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, is this kid going to have one good season and go, all right, I'm going to go transfer somewhere else? I don't think that he is.
Well, he's almost an AARP, right? I mean, some of these guys are. I'm looking
he's got 5 kids and a wife.
I mean, I'm looking at Gabriel playing out there at Oregon. The guy's like 25, 26, 27 years old. I mean, he's been playing six or seven years. Yeah.
So do you buy into the theory? First of all, the one thing I heard last night that I loved about Coy Parrish is that he wouldn't come here early in the spring because he wanted to go win a state championship in track and field.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah.
I love that he stayed to play more sports. But if you look at the other schools, so he was – it was Ohio State, Florida State, Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin, USC, and Washington were all interested in Coy, who eventually goes to the Gophers. If he goes to any of those programs, do you think he plays as much there as he has here? Because – I don't know how I feel. I don't know if he did play more here early because of the fact that there was probably, I don't want to say that promises made, but they said, yeah, you're going to play. Mm-hmm. You have an opportunity to play here immediately. Does he get lost at a Florida State, a Michigan, an Iowa, Wisconsin?
No, that's a pipe dream from people who don't want to give the kid credit for who he is and his athleticism well and everything. Said. And when you see the athleticism and watch the guy, watch him on returns, watch him on some of these, when he went up for the interception against USC, I mean, I think that says it all. It shows you what sort of talent level that he is playing at and what talent that he's got. So I'm not trying to blow smoke or anything. I think if he goes to Ohio State, he plays at Ohio State. Why is it that other freshmen can go to Ohio State and start and he's not in that same category? You know, it's funny. It's that negativity that you sometimes get from fans that are kind of pushing back at what we're saying, which is I'm not saying the Gophers are a top 10 team in the NCAA, but I will tell you, we have the ability going forward if we execute. And I thought, and I spoke to PJ after the game, and I said, look, I thought it was the best coaching that I've seen in the second half of a Gopher team in a long time. They did everything right. They got everything right on the defensive side, the offensive side, to give themselves the opportunity to come back from a 10-0. So I don't know. People can be as angry and think that I'm a homer or whatever. I'm not. I've been proven out many years now, even with you, Dave, and in the past where I've said, well, I think we're a 6-win team. Well, I think we're this. We're that. I said 8 games. It's a stretch. But you look ahead and you look at Maryland. You look at Illinois. Illinois's got a great offense. They got no defense. Rutgers is going to give you the opportunity to win the game. They just will. Penn State, yes, they're very, very good. Maybe that's one that's going to be the loss, probably, if there's a loss. Wisconsin, it's going to be toe-to-toe. It's going to be a fight. They got a great running back that is a little intimidating, but I like our linebackers, and we are playing without one of our starting linebackers, so that defense stepped up despite the fact that they were missing some pieces here and there. So I don't know. I know people get pretty negative about this whole thing, but
of course they do.
Enjoy your Gophers. They play well.
No, because in Minnesota, we can't enjoy our good sports teams. We have to wait until they fail us. That's just kind of the mindset I've learned in the 17 years that I've been here. I do think we'll find out a lot about this team the next couple of weeks, because you're right. The running game. Illinois has got a really good running back, too.
I mean,
that kid, he's legit. A couple texts here to the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, Pete. Fans are often too euphoric after a win. UCLA is 1-5 for a reason. They've played, but I would like to add, they've played some tough teams and have to score very late to beat them. There's nothing to have a parade for. Okay.
I don't think we're having a parade, by the way. We're just saying that the Gophers are playing very good football. Brosmer's played much better the last couple of weeks, which is a big deal. And PJ and the coaching staff actually shifted in the second half and did change the game plan. They went away from the run. They went for the pass. They did the right thing. I thought a lot of really well the play calling was outstanding. So when you put all
the
that together.
The last 2 weeks have been, Pete, because we talked about this with him last week. I actually thought last week was one of the best coached games I'd ever seen PJ Fleck have. And I would say this week, too.
And we got jobbed, let's be honest, in the Michigan game. I'm not going to keep going back there, but if everybody else wants to be so negative about our being positive, okay, well, what about the Michigan game? We outplayed them when we needed to, and we got jobbed at the end of the game. So I don't know. People should get a little bit more excited. I'm not saying we're going to the real Rose Bowl, but it's okay that we're playing well. And when you look at the schedule in front of us, there are opportunities there for us to do well.
It's all your fault, Dave. You started the show saying, let's get the parade started. Yeah, so let's be real.
I want everybody to listen to me right now, okay? Everyone who's listening to this right now, I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to say to yourself, I will love again. It's okay to love again.
Wow, what show is this? What's happened to CCO? What has happened to WCCO Radio?
It's okay to love again. It is okay to have a belief in your Gopher football team after some of the wins that they've had. It really is.
Yep.